I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, tribal communities see historic turnout at Wisconsin polls, and a bill to officially recognize Indigenous Peoples Day in Nevada advances. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The House recently passed legislation to require people to prove they are U.S. citizens when they register to vote. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports, Native groups argue if the proposal becomes law, it would make it harder for Native people to vote. Voter turnout from tribal communities in Wisconsin has increased in recent years, with historic numbers for the recent state Supreme Court election. Judith Ruiz Branch reports. A bill to officially recognize Indigenous Peoples Day on the second Monday in October passed the Nevada Assembly floor Tuesday with a vote of 27 to 15. Executive Director of the Native Voters Alliance Nevada, Taylor Patterson, called its passage a victory. In a statement, Patterson said, with its passage, the Assembly affirms the contributions, stories, and resilience of Indigenous peoples are vital to the identity of the state, and thanked the bill's sponsor, Shea Backus, the only Indigenous legislator in Nevada, for carrying the bill forward, and now advances to the Senate. The Chicago American Indian Community Collaborative, a coalition of nearly 20 Native-serving organizations, is celebrating the recent passage of a bill in the Illinois House that prohibits schools from using a Native name, mascot, or logo. The collaborative says the legislation represents a significant step in addressing the needs of Native communities across the state and encourages a shift from stereotypes to respect and cultural awareness. The bill is now in the Senate. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.